This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Panel-wise discussions being held on political report and a statute draft proposal in ongoing general convention of CPN Maoist Center. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal stresses on forwarding coalition government's businesses, learning from past mistakes. Road accident in Garuda Rohtak kills 5 people, and Delhi government issues yellow alert to curb increasing COVID cases. Now the news in detail. Panel-wise discussions on a political report presented by CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda are being held on the party's ongoing general convention. Chair Prachanda had presented the political report entitled Nepali Course of Socialism in the 21st Century in the closed session of the general convention yesterday. Likewise, the session is also holding panel-wise discussions on the draft of the party statute presented by Standing Committee member Deep Gurung. 25 panels are discussing the two documents. A program has also been scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Nepal Academy to present the conclusions of the discussions. Meantime, CPN Maoist Center leader Surendra Karki has presented a supplementary proposal to the political report presented by party chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda in the closed session of the party's ongoing general convention. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Center held the standing committee meeting today along with the closed session of the convention. Party Chair Prachanda's personal secretary Ramesh Malla said the meeting discussed the political report presented by the party chair and the statute draft submitted by the leader Gurung. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has stressed the need for forwarding businesses of the coalition government learning from past mistakes. Speaking at a gathering organized to unify the CPN Unified Socialist and CPN Janawadi in Kathmandu today, Chair Nepal said he suggested Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa forward programs determining the priorities of the country. He further said the government should encourage youths for the development of entrepreneurship and enhancement of productivity. 5 people have died in a road accident that took place at Garudab Rohtak today. 3 others were injured in the incident. Deputy Superintendent of Police Sriram Bhandari said 2 of the deceased had been identified as Musafir Ansari rather and Saik Chotu of Gadimai Municipality 4 in the district. Bhandari said the identity of the remaining 3 was still not confirmed. The police said they died on the spot and the other 3 died while undergoing treatment at the local health post. The deceased were traveling in a jeep with an Indian registration number when the accident occurred. It is said they were heading for a marriage ceremony towards Chandra Nigapur from the district headquarters Gore. The district administration office, Savalai, has issued a prohibitory order to bring the conflict in the Bailvas area of Ishwarpur Municipality 6 of Savalai under control. Chief District Officer of Savalai, Thaneswar Gautam, said the order had been imposed in ward number 4, 5, 6, 8 and 9 of the municipality and remains cordoned off. The prohibitive order came into effect from 3 p.m. today and will remain in place until 7 p.m. tomorrow. The order was enforced to control the adverse situation that has surfaced after the dispute escalated since local Ram Kumar Mahato was killed in a road accident on Sunday evening. A total of 264 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 260 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 2 persons died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,588 in the country so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has formed a three-member probe committee today to investigate the incident that occurred at Sulu Khola Dudhkusi Hydropower Project. The probe committee was formed under the coordination of Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Chiranjeevi Chatwood. Engineer Subhash Raj Wegmi and Arjun Thapa died while another one was injured when the penstock pipe of the hydroelectricity project burst in course of conducting a test run yesterday. You are listening to Regionable's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that a yellow alert has been issued in capital city to curb increasing COVID cases. He said that step was taken as the COVID-19 positivity rate had been over 0.5% for the past few days in the national capital. The restrictions under the COVID Graded Response Action Plan include shutting all educational institutions, keeping wedding and funeral gathering to 20, reducing seat occupancy to Delhi, metro and buses to 50, among other things. As per the plan, restaurants will operate at 50% center capacity between 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Likewise, bars will open between 12 to 10 p.m., also at 50% capacity. Schools, educational institutions, cinemas, banquet halls, auditoriums, gyms and entertainment parks will remain shut. U.S. health officials have halved the recommended isolation time for people with asymptomatic COVID-19 from 10 to 5 days amid a surge in cases. The measure is expected to alleviate disruption caused by staff shortages in many areas because of infections. According to BBC, the Centers for Disease Control states most transmissions happen in the day 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. Now in sports update. Nepal has clinched the title of Asian Central Zone Women's Volleyball Championship by defeating Uzbekistan. Nepal won the title beating Uzbekistan in a set of 3-2 in the match held today at Shahid Sohrawardi Indoor Stadium at Dhaka of Bangladesh. This is Nepal's second international title in the history of Nepali volleyball. Earlier in 2019, Nepal had won the first series of this championship held in Bangladesh by defeating the Maldives. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at some places of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Panel-wise discussions being held on political report and statute draft proposal in ongoing General Convention of CPN Mao Center. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal stresses on forwarding coalition government's businesses, learning from past mistakes. Road accident in Garuda brought out kills 5 people, and Delhi government issues yellow alert to curb increasing COVID cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.